Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories, oh what joy, they bring to me,
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of
memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of
memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All right, let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, once again, as I open your word, I'm asking the Holy Spirit come forward to open our hearts and minds to be receptive, Father, unto this your word, so that we can learn, Father, and grow in knowledge and wisdom. The knowledge of your word, Father, and the wisdom to use it to help others to realize they need the Lord Jesus Christ, and help them along the way as they come out of darkness, Father, and into the light, and that light being Jesus. And Father, be with us now throughout the remainder of this service this morning and this study. And we ask this all in that precious name of Jesus. Amen. All right. You know, we had left off verse 35 because we found that 26 had a lot of verses to it, 75 of them. And we just couldn't get through them all. Not by studying, good by just reading, but that's not what we're here for. We're here to study, to see everything that we can, to learn about the Word of Almighty God. And we had ended with Jesus letting them know that they was going to be offended that night because of him. And we also know that Peter was Peter and told him no, that he wasn't going to be offended. And Jesus told him that before the cock would crow, he'd deny him three times Peter, he comes back even with that there in verse 35 and said unto him, though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples. Now they all said the same thing with Peter, but we know, and as we study, we're going to see what happened to all of these that wasn't going to be offended or denied. Now, 36 here, where we're going to be picking up. It says, then cometh Jesus with them into a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. 37. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Now you see, we know that Jesus is really not looking forward to this that he has to face. But we also know that he is going to do what he was sent to do and according to the Father's will. And that's what you and I have to stop and realize, that we must do the word tells us to do and what the Lord our God calls upon us to do. And he's gave us, pardon me a moment, he's gave us everything that we need in order to get these things done. Now, Then said he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. 39. And he went a little further, fell on his face and prayed. And the reason I was telling you what I was telling you is I want you to listen to his prayer. Here. Oh, my Father, if it be possible, pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And that is the exact way your and my life should be. Not living by our will, but by his. And that can mean a lot of things to a lot of people. It can mean a lot of changes that we'd really rather not make, but need to be in order to keep the will of Almighty God. Now, 40. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep. Now they're sleeping. And he saith unto Peter, what? could you not watch with me 1 hour? 41. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Now, you know, this garden, Gethsemane, that he went to, actually, that word Gethsemane means olive press, and was a lush garden east of the city near the slopes of the Mount of Olives. And Jesus often resorted there for peace and quiet. He took the same inner circle as at the Transfiguration. Peter and James and John further into the garden. And he says, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful. Now, we know that is found in the Greek version of Psalms 43, verse 5, and the prayer for the cup to pass is not due to Jesus' fear of death. Jesus questions the will of the Father as to the necessity of drinking the cup. While this may refer to death, you know, he tasted death, it is more likely that the cup represents the wrath of God against sin. We know that that's what it was all about, but we also know what the idea of him being afraid of facing death, and it wasn't the idea of him being afraid, period. It was the idea of all the pain he was going to have to endure. He knew what that pain would be and would be like, because God knows everything. Now, and at this time, the Lord Jesus Christ was filled with the Holy Spirit of Almighty God, which we know even while he's here on earth in the flesh, he still has all that power and all of Almighty God. Now, you know, in the awful anguish of that moment, the sin of the world was poured on Jesus, and he became sin for us. And thus the righteous one dies a substitutionary death for guilty mankind. He died so mankind could have a way of making heaven their home. But in order to do so, we have to go through. He is the door. He is the gate. He is the way and the only way of making heaven our home. And these are things that mankind seems to forget and things he don't want to accept because of pride and selfishness and the greed that is in his heart. And Satan is there to help him to hold on to these things, to keep him disturbed enough that he continues his rejection of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we need to be busier and busier all the time with the gospel, reaching out to those that are in darkness with the word. To help them to really come to the realization that they need something more than themselves, that they need the Lord Jesus Christ in their life, and they need to know how and what it is going to take for them to make it. And that's why we need these studies, to study the word, which is what we are told to do, not just to read it, but to study. As we go on here, with 41, he tells them, because he found them asleep, and he says, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And the only thing that can control this flesh is the spirit. That's why we need it. And that's why the Lord, when he went back to heaven, sent back the Holy Spirit to us, because it was something we really needed. And that is our seal of Almighty God. 42. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. Twice now, he has brought this up, but he has also let the Father know, not his will, Jesus himself, but the Father's will. Now, 43. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. 44. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Now, here in 45, says, then cometh he to his disciples and saith unto them, sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. You see, this is also at the moment that he is to be betrayed. 46, raise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doeth betray me. You see, even before he seen him, he knew he was right there. 47, and while he yet spake, lo, Judas, one of the 12 came, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he. Hold him fast. And forthwith he came to Jesus and said, Hail, Master, and kissed him. And Jesus said unto him, Friend, wherefore art thou come? Then came they and laid hands on Jesus and took him. You know, it wasn't enough, really, to accept money for betraying him. He's also betrayed him with a kiss. Now, we know that the arrest took place in the Garden of Gethsemane during the middle of the night as a mixed mob arrived to take Jesus. There can be little doubt that Jesus saw them approaching, as there is always a full moon at Passover, and they probably carried lighted torches as well. And the Roman soldiers carried swords, and the Jewish temple police had staves, which is clubs, really. And the sign was necessary to identify Jesus to the Romans, to whom he was unknown. Judas kissed him as the sign of betrayal of the one he still glibly called Master. Even with his betrayal, betraying him with a kiss, he called him Master. Now, that lets you and I know why he wasn't moving. So our hearts and minds can only take so much, whether it's sin or whatever. Now, 51. And behold, one of them, which were with Jesus, stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck a servant of the high priest and smote off his ear. Then said Jesus unto him, Put up again thy sword into his place, for all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. You're letting them know now not to be using this sword. 53. Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? 54. But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled that thus it must be? You see, he knows that he's got to fulfill the scripture just as his Father has sent him to do. Now, 55. In that same hour said Jesus to the multitude, Are ye come out as against a thief to swords and staves for to take me? I sat daily with you teaching in the temple, and you laid no hold on me. 56. But all this was done that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples forsook him and fled. Now what'd they do? They all, they agreed with Peter. No, they weren't going to deny him. They weren't going to be offended. Now they've all fled, and they've left him alone with this mob. One of them was Peter, who drew his sword, probably one of the short swords referred to in Luke, attempting to defend Jesus. Peter struck a servant of the high priest and smote off his ear. in a typical impetuous mood. Peter had struck the one person who could have embarrassed him the most at the trial. Luke, a physician, tells us that Jesus healed him by replacing the ear. His last miracle before his crucifixion, and John tells us his name was Malchus. Jesus rebuked, put up again the sword, clearly reveals that his kingdom would not be brought in by force before his death. They that take the sword shall perish with the sword is a statement of fact, but cannot be taken by itself to teach nonviolence in all situations. 12 legions of angels could be called to his aid. Each Roman legion had 6,000 soldiers. Christ's restraint is due to his willingness to obey the will of the Father and so fulfill the scripture. And that is what you and I need to be up to and doing also. If we want to make heaven our home, now if you want to be one that plays risk and gamble, then go your own way. But then when you stand before him and you hear him say, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, because I never knew you, don't blame him. You chose that path. And many are doing it today. Many, many, many. You know, we're told in the Holy Scriptures that God is the way of destruction, and many there be that find it, but straight and narrow is the way of salvation, and few there be that find that. Which are you? And the main thing is, which do you want to be? A lot of us don't stop and think about what we are doing, and are we really placing the Lord our God first in our lives? Most are not. Or they wouldn't be doing the things they're doing. They'd be doing something different. Something that would give them what they need in order to be able to put the Lord God first in their lives. Now they had laid hold on Jesus and led him away to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes and elders were assembled. But Peter followed him afar off unto the high priest's house and went in and sat with the servants to see the end. Now he started him in, even into the palace, but he's staying away from me. And now 59. Now the chief priests and the elders and all the council false witnesses against Jesus to put him to death. They went out and actually to get false witnesses. No. But found none, yea, though many witnesses came, yet found they none. At the last came two false witnesses, and said, this fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days. 62. And the high priest arose and said unto him, answerest thou nothing? what is it which these witness against thee? But, you know, Jesus held his peace. Then the high priest answered and said unto him, I adjure thee by the living God that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God. Now Jesus saith unto him, thou hast said, nevertheless I say unto you, hereafter shall you see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. He didn't say he was. He just told him that hereafter, that's what he was going to see. And he didn't say, it's me, Mariah. He just said, you're going to see the Son of Man. Now, 65. Then the high priest rent his clothes, saying, he has spoken blasphemy. What further need have we of witnesses? Behold, now you have heard his blasphemy. What think you? And they answered and said, he is guilty of death. 67. Then did they spit in his face and buffeted him, and others smote him with the palm of their hands, saying, prophesy unto us, thou Christ, who is he that smote thee? You see, all kinds of things they're doing there to him. We find here, I adjure thee by the living God, this statement put a man on his oath and compelled an answer. And the high priest was seeking an admission that could be foundation of a charge of blasphemy. And thou hast said means yes. And busted means punch. Verse 68 is a sarcastic demand to be told the names and identities of those who were strangers to him as a sign of supernatural knowledge. And the incident ends with the charge of blasphemy and the indictment that he is guilty of death. There can be no doubt that the Sanhedrin took him to be claiming to be the Messiah, a claim they violently rejected. Now, as we pick up here in 69, it says, now Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, thou also was with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. That's his first denial. And he had denied. 71. And when he had gone out into the porch, another maid saw him and said unto him that were there, this fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. 72. And again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. Now he's really denied him there. And after a while came unto him they that stood by and said to Peter, surely thou also art one of them, for thy speech betrayeth thee. Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. That rooster's a crowing now. That was his third time, just as Jesus told him would happen. 75, and Peter resembled remembering the word of Jesus, which said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Then he went out and wept bitterly. He wasn't crying about it, but he done exactly what Jesus told him he was going to do. What about you and I? Is that faith strong enough to hold on and stay to the end? Or if you are threatened, are you going to deny him also, just as Peter did and the rest of the disciples? So they all went ahead. Every one of them. They went ahead. Now, pardon me a moment. We've come to the end now of chapter 27. We've covered a lot of things. I pray that you've got something that you've forgotten or something new out of our study this morning, and that you are walking strong with the Lord Jesus, because if you're not, you're not going to make heaven your home. You can fool mankind and make them believe that you're something you're not, but you cannot fool God. He knows everything you do, every thought you think. The Lord Jesus knows about it. And so does Almighty God. And one day, you're going to stand before him. And you're either going to hear, good and well done, the servant, enter into thy rest. Or you're going to hear, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, because I never knew you. Think about it. And what are you spending your time for? Now, we all know to spend our time in study of his word, in prayer and fellowship with him. And to all that will hear this message, whether you hear it now or download it later and listen to it, I pray that you will start seeking your rightful place with the Lord God and put on the Lord Jesus Christ as you are supposed to do, and walk with him in doing all things. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close your word, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. And I pray for Israel. I pray for strength for them. I pray that they will all accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah, and that Israel and Jerusalem can have peace in this land of ours. I pray, Father, for all of those that are sitting in high places that are wicked, for them to be removed and replaced with ones walking in righteousness that love you, love the Lord Jesus, who loves your church, your people, in this land, and that will work with us to bring this land to repentance and put our government back upon the foundation in which it was founded, that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, for those that are on my prayer list, Powers, Dennis Lee, Amy, Tom and Jacob, Bobby and Millie Johnson, James Taylor, Sue Branson, Debbie and Daryl, my wife, myself, Courtney and Shane. I pray, Father, for those that are standing in need of the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, that the Holy Spirit can work with them and bring them from darkness to light, that light being Jesus. And I pray for each and every one that I have called, Father, and those in that nursing home in Brandenburg, Father, touch them, give them peace, give them joy. Now, Father, as we prepare to separate for this day, keep us all in health. Keep us all safe and our families. May the Holy Spirit work in our families, because we all have family members that are not saved. May He work with them, Father, and with them, and with us loving them, that they can be brought unto salvation, unto the Lord Jesus Christ, and repent, and start their life till that they too make heaven their home. Now, Father, keep us all through this day. Bring us back together again this evening, back into your word. Yes, Father, is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, everyone. Have a great, blessed day. Walk with God, He'll walk with you. I pray to see you this evening at 6. Bye-bye now.